You're listening to SBS News.
Survivors of a 2013 capsizing, one of the Mediterranean's more deadly migrant tragedies, have joined residents of a tiny Italian isle in a ceremony to honor the 368 people who died. Participants tossed flowers into the crystalline waters off Lampedusa, a southern Italian island closer to North Africa than to the Italian mainland. Many of the dead in the 3rd of October accident were Eritreans and Ethiopians who were trapped when the boat overturned or drowned trying to swim ashore. Tarek Barane, president of the 3 October Committee, an organization which educates youth on the topic of migration and human rights, was among those who paid tribute.
We are throwing the flowers in the sea to say at least for one day we are with them. We are with the relatives who today are still waiting for a phone call to hear, "Mother, I did not make it. Father, I did not make it." Many are waiting for phone calls that will never happen. There are relatives who come here who still hope to find someone.
The 2013 capsizing occurred near an uninhabited isle and less than a kilometer from Lampedusa itself. Among those who journeyed to the island were survivors from the capsized boat, one of countless vessels that human traffickers had launched from Libyan shores. 29-year-old Eritrean Alex Eskender is one survivor. He lost some friends traveling with him that day.
Yeah, I'm not coming for holiday. I'm coming with 3 October. And we see you, my brother, my sister, is here in the boat. It's that, you know, I'm coming to see. That is.
Do you feel closer to them here?
Yeah. Yes.
Students from 22 countries also flew to Lampedusa to take part in a weekend of events. A Catholic priest and an imam participated in the seaside service. Even as the dead were remembered, Italian Coast Guard boats were bringing ashore some of the more than 800 migrants rescued since last Saturday from more than a dozen boats in the Mediterranean Sea. Those crossing from Tunisia usually travel in small groups on small boats and often make it all the way to Italy. But for those fleeing Libya, where migrants and refugees face extortion, abuse, torture, detention, and death, they crossed the Mediterranean on crowded and unseaworthy boats launched by traffickers. A major operation by Libya's police forces over the weekend has resulted in the detention of at least 4,000 migrants, including hundreds of women and children. Alexandra Sayah, Libya advocacy manager for the Norwegian Refugee Council, says it is believed up to 5,000 migrants could have been detained since Friday.
This is the largest crackdown on migrants in Libya that we've seen in recent years. This is not the first time that there have been large numbers of arrests. We've seen this happen a bit in a smaller scale over the last few weeks and months. And over the course of the last year, there were upwards of 5,000 migrants and refugees in Libyan detention centers at a time. So this is not a new practice. But certainly these are the biggest numbers that we've seen in a single 24-hour, 36-hour period.
The United Nations says at least one young migrant was shot dead and 15 others injured, including two seriously, amid the arrests. The UN's Migration Agency says so far this year, around 44,000 people crossed the central Mediterranean to Europe, but more than 1,100 have drowned or gone missing this year. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.